welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Laurel Seller. She's the soil conservationist at the National Resource Conservation Service out there in Adair County. Laurel, we got a big event coming up. It's the Adair County Soil Health Workshop held at the Adair County Fairgrounds on Wednesday, February 28th. So first of all, Laurel, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Yeah, we're pleased to announce the event. And if you're from a surrounding county, welcome to ours. I think that you keep hearing about these types of events popping up. It's really important to farmers. And so we're glad to be hosting one here in Greenfield.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you just talk about the event, the speakers that are going to be there, and what's all included for the participants?
Yeah, I think the neat thing is that we have a number of experts from Doug Peterson, NRCS's regional soil health specialist here for Iowa and Missouri. He'll be doing some soil health demonstrations. We have the big rainfall simulator and different things, so you can actually see how the water infiltrates through different trials. And then we'll have a lunch that is free and sponsored by local sponsors, and the meat will be grilled by Adair County Cattlemen Association. And then we'll have a couple other talks. Aaron Sagling with the Extension, he's a field agronomist, so he'll be there. And then we also have asked a number of landowners that have lots of experience with cover crops. They're going to talk about their system and some lessons that they learned, and then we're just going to open it up. A lot of times people have very specific questions, so they'll be able to ask the experts, the local panel experts, and just learn a lot from each other too.
Now, of course, Iowa is the self-proclaimed king of corn. It's one of the top five producers perennially for corn production here in the United States. Is that going to be, you mentioned cover crops, is that going to be the crop that's most talked about, or will it be a variety of different crops?
I think it'll be geared toward whatever people are most interested in. Here in Adair with our slopes, we do have oat meadow rotations. We have cattle producers. But everybody, I think, can also relate to just corn and bean situations. And I think we're learning more about cover crops going into corn and cover crops going into beans and how you can adjust your equipment. So all those kind of questions, it's really just going to be what people who show up want to hear about. We do ask that people RSVP just so that we can get a number, kind of a head count going in. And those RSVPs hopefully will continue to come in this week. You can call our office at 641-343-7033 to let us know.
Perfect. And a couple logistical questions here. What time does it start? What time does it end? And we always got to ask, you know, especially with this last round of ice storms, what happens if there's inclement weather?
Well, luckily it'll be indoors, so hopefully people can get there safely. And you're absolutely right. The doors will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is going to go on from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And we'll just have to keep you posted. There is inclement weather. You know, it's hard to say this far ahead what it's supposed to be like, but I think after this bout, they're talking about some maybe better weather coming. So knock on wood, it'll just be a good day and you guys can all come out. I'd say if anybody is curious closer to, just call our office.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good plan. Stay abreast of all the different weather issues out there.
Yeah, because you never know.
Exactly. Any other events you guys got planned now that the weather is starting to kind of come back around towards spring and eventually summer?
We have the tree sales that are going on right now, so you can stop in if you're interested in making an order for that. I think that students should always look at when we have scholarships.
Perfect. Excellent. Now, Laurel, we were talking a little bit before the interview here about a pretty big topic that's going through the state legislature. That's about water quality. It's one of the bills, for example, that public safety chair and Adair County resident, Chloe Bother, was saying it was one of the ones he wanted to see on Governor Reynolds' desk as soon as possible. What kind of advice, or I guess I should say, what kind of information can you give to the listeners here at Raccoon Valley Radio just to get a background on why it's so important to get a water quality bill established and what it specifically means for your department.
We do know that cover crops do so much for water quality and so much for profits as well. So I think that if people just fixate on what their objectives are in terms of cover crops, soil health, water quality, you can't go wrong. Just focusing on your operation, trying to do the best that you can, incorporate nitrogen scavenging, cover crops when applicable, learning how to make it into your rotation, when to terminate, how to split apply nitrogen. I mean, there's just so much that you can learn about that, and I encourage them to learn from the workshop, but that'll keep you busy enough.
Absolutely fantastic. Laurel, anything else you want to get out there to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio?
Oh, I just like learning about the events. I like the program. Happy to announce our workshop. Hopefully we'll have more things to announce in the months to come.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, that is a soil conservationist for the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Laurel Sellers, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. She's out of Greenfield in Adair County. So, Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.